That's because the new Page Quality is a better living extra that adds a little luxury to life, and that's what we all need. Page tissue is made from the finest materials and watched 24 hours a day by Page craftsmen to make sure every roll has Page perfect quality for super softness. Page tissue is at your store right now in handy four-roll packs in white, pink, or yellow. And there's another Page bonus for smart shoppers, a price no higher than you'd pay for ordinary tissue. Try Page. You'll know it's your brand from now on. The Rayconniff Singers sing Mary Poppins. Song from Mary Poppins, Chim Chim Cheree. That was done by Ray Conniff. Brand new album with the Sound of Music and all kinds of great things. 17 after 4, 73 degrees in our Twin Cities. Some important announcements for you here from WCCO in just a minute.
Why smoke them if you can't taste them? Can't taste them.
Can't taste them.
Taste
can't taste them.
Why put up with weak-tasting filters? Smoke Old Gold filters. Old Gold filters give you taste. A delicious mixture of rich tobacco flavors. Flavors that never came through a filter before.
Why smoke them if you can't taste them?
Can't taste them.
Can't taste them.
Taste
can't taste them.
Taste
can't
taste them.
Smoke Old Gold filters. Old Gold filters give you taste.
73 degrees in our Twin Cities, and as I told you on the weather, the latest forecast just out indicate that this thunderstorm activity expected over the weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Northern Ordnance employees, office and engineering employees will report as usual on Monday. The production department will not be operating due to extensive tornado damage for the next 2 weeks. Factory employees do not report prior to May 24th unless individually called for emergency service. That's for Northern Ordnance employees. Office engineering employees report as usual on Monday. Production, don't report for the next 2 weeks. Factory employees do not report prior to May 24th unless you're individually called. Well, put some people out of work. Here's the latest word on when you can expect electrical power service again in tornado areas of the Twin Cities. Northern States Power Company has just advised WCCO Radio that they believe they will have power back in all the suburbs immediately surrounding Minneapolis, yet this evening, they expect this evening they'll have this power restored. In the Minnetonka area, most service will be restored this evening, nearly all of it by tomorrow morning. That's in the Minnetonka area. And by tomorrow, about this time, the power company says everyone should have electricity again. Tomorrow at this time, everyone should have electricity. A suggestion, if you have food in an electric freezer, keep the cover closed. Most frozen foods will keep nicely for about 24 hours in a closed freezer compartment, and much of it will last even 48 hours if you keep the freezer closed. Here's another reminder. Stay away from all wires, phone, or power, even if they appear to be dangling and unconnected. This is most important. Live wires are very hazardous in these times. Do not try to restore your own electric service with temporary connections. And repeating again, by tomorrow at this time, the power company says everyone should have electricity again. It's 19 minutes past 4 o'clock in our Twin Cities at Central Standard Time, 73 degrees. And we can expect a weekend of thunderstorm activity, according to the latest forecast, and some severe weather in Wisconsin. You'll hear every inning of every Twins game on WCCO Radio in Woodstock, Minnesota, and that's where your zip code is 56186. 56186. We're going to take a coffee break with Alan Gray in just a minute, and we're about due for a coffee break. How about you? What's new in compact lawn and garden tractors for 1965? I mean really new, not just a warmed-over design with some new chrome trim. I mean new. Well, you're in for a surprise when you visit your Bolins dealer to see this all-new Bolins Estate Keeper. This unit doesn't turn, it pivots. Now, that's a little hard to explain, but just imagine when you're mowing your lawn. The Estate Keeper actually bends in the middle, puts the driver ahead of the engine, leaving exhaust fumes and noise behind. What's more, the rotary power attachment, the mount, it's in front of the wheel so that the grass is cut before the tires can mat it down. And talk about maneuverability. You zip in and out of the tightest spots, completely eliminating hand trimming. The ground-hugging design of the Bolins Estate Keeper lets you turn 90-degree right angles and full circles even on hillsides. And a complete set of fast switch attachments makes snow casting, dozing, hauling, and towing as easy as lawn mowing. You got to see it, of course. It's difficult to explain because you have to see it. Bolins Estate Keeper you'll find at, in Minneapolis, if you live around there, the USP Power Mower Service has it at 2919 Fremont Avenue South. In Mound, look for the Orn Pure Oil, and in Scandia, the Ericsson Garage has the Bolin's Estate Keeper on display. Alan Gray, let's have a coffee break.
I guess we've all heard about ghost ships, Charlie. The history of the sea is full of wild tales about ships that have sailed themselves or been steered by ghostly hands. Of course, sensible people don't believe those stories, but there's at least one story about ghost ships that I'd like to think was true. It's a story about a Captain Bowman and the old Humboldt, and I'll tell you about it in 30 seconds.
Hill's Brothers Coffee has
so much flavor,
you can even reheat it up. If you want lots of flavor in your coffee, pour Hill's Brothers Coffee in your cup.
Wild Bill Nolan is featuring Hill's Brothers Coffee this week for $1.99 for a 3-pound can. Well, the Humboldt was a beautiful ship. She was built in 1899, and until 1933, she was on the Seattle-Alaska run. And of all the men who had sailed on her, none knew her better or loved her more than the skipper, a Captain Elijah Bowman. She was home to him, and woe to the sailor who shirked his share of the painting and the polishing. Alaskan sourdoughs had a special affection for the Humboldt. Storm, ice, and sleet rarely kept her from making scheduled rounds. Hundreds of millions in gold was safely transported to Seattle banks in her watertight hold. By 1933, she was being outrun by newer, faster ships, and word came from the owners that she was to be taken to San Diego Bay and left to rot at anchor. And the news was more than old Bowman could bear. He refused to sail the ship another league. He shuffled home, he shut the door behind him, and he never came out alive again. After a few months of despair, his tired, broken heart beat for the last time. Well, on a hot, humid night in August, the Coast Guard cutter Tamaroa nosed into San Diego Bay. The lookout never gave a thought to the old ships that were rotting at anchor in one corner of the bay. They were all sailing ships, and none would unfurl canvas again. But suddenly he gave a warning shout. A ghostly ship was approaching just off the port bow, one eerie lamp winking in its rigging. The captain of the cutter jumped to the rail and called to the ship. There was no answer. Puzzled, the captain ordered the cutter to turn and follow the old ship, and again he shouted, and again no answer. He ordered a boat put out and rowed to the hulk. It was deserted, and although there was not a shred of canvas set on her spars, she was dragging her anchor to sea. How she had made her way through the maze of docks, no one knew. But make it she had, straight down the channel, straight for the open sea. I say no one knew. But there were plenty of sailors who were sure that they could explain what happened that night. They swore the ship was guided by the ghostly hand of Captain Bowman. Well, one thing is sure. The night the cutter boarded the Humboldt in mid-channel was the night of August the 8th, 1935, and that was the same night Elijah Bowman had died. It's quite a story, isn't it? I think most men like potatoes with their big meal. I do. But sometimes I like something different from potatoes. Well, why don't you discover what lots of people have found out, that Cremette's macaroni are great with meat, that they are a delicious change of pace. They're very inexpensive, and they complement almost everything. They cook up in 7 minutes. They're made from the granular hearts of the best durum wheat available, and there are so many ways to prepare and serve them. With butter and parsley, au gratin, with a tomato sauce, will you try Cremette's? I know that your family will love them. They come in big and little displays, in big and little supermarkets, and in snappy green boxes. That's Cremette's, the more tender, more delicious macaroni. You know, most of us think of radio broadcasting as being a development that took place in a noticeable way well after World War I, and it may surprise you to know that an actual broadcast over telephone lines was made in the Pacific West in 1877. The opera Mignon was being done at the old San Francisco Grand Opera House, and while the equipment used was crude and the audience limited, they nevertheless broadcast the opera. Three telephone receivers were placed on stage, and wires were strung to five locations in downtown San Francisco. And history reports the entire opera and the audience applause was heard distinctly at all locations. That was 88 years ago. And we still marvel at the growth and magnitude of radio.
Times really change, don't they? Alan Gray with a coffee break, brought to you by Hills Brothers Coffee and Golden Cremettes. We'll have news for you in 4 minutes. We've been waiting for an advisory about Wisconsin weather, and we have it now. This from WCCO Radio News. This is At just a few moments ago, thunderstorms continued over northwestern Wisconsin and in Minnesota, just northeast of the Twin Cities. There are numerous heavy thunderstorms with scattered areas of hail indicated. The area is northwest of a line from just northeast of the Twin Cities to 20 miles north of Eau Claire to about Rhinelander, Wisconsin. And we'll keep you informed as these changes occur, so stay tuned to WCCO Radio. We can expect thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, the entire weekend. 73 degrees in our Twin Cities under cloudy skies now, raining here and there. Here's an emergency report from Century Insurance, the Hardware Mutuals organization. If you are insured with Century Insurance, this is for you. Century's Emergency Claims Action Program is now operating around the clock in this area. And if you have damage that may be covered under Century or Hardware Mutual's insurance policies, call this number, this special number, immediately. Federal 28231. I repeat, if you suffered any property damage covered under Century insurance policies, call Federal 28231. Here's Peggy Lee. That's Peggy Lee sneaking up on you. 74 degrees in our Twin Cities. In a minute, Dick Chapman will have the very latest news for you on CCO.
Ask a woman, we did.
Dinner's over, the kids are in bed. I'm washing dishes, hands are so red. Can't you make a dishwashing liquid that's really mild, like a hand lotion?
That's what we did and created.
Gentle Fells with Lanolin D.
Lanolin D, a special kind of lanolin made for dishwashing liquids.
But will it get my dishes clean?
Of course. Hard-working, gentle Fells.
Mild, gentle Fells
with Lanolin D.
Shop Ennin's Market, 1501 North Lowry. Prices and quality are right at Ennin's. Compare, and you will discover that Ennin's gives the highest quality at the lowest prices. They have free parking, too. And remember, you'll find the woman's touch in every Purex product. So buy Fell's Brands at Ennin's Market, a good place to shop. 1501 North Lowry. Shop for Fell's. 73, check that, 73 degrees right now at 4:30. And we're going to get the news right now from Dick Chapman, and then more music, more information right here on your good neighbor to the Northwest. With studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul. 830 on your radio dial. This is WCCO.
WCCO Radio News. Tornado damage estimated at $10 million. This is Dick Chapman reporting for the motor oil that's worth asking for, Pennzoil, the 100% pure Pennsylvania oil that contains Z7 and needs no other additive of any kind. Storm-shocked Twin Cityans try to pick up the pieces today with nervous eyes on the still angry skies. The first estimates of damage are in. Identities are being made of the dead, and still the storms threaten. North Minneapolis damage has been estimated at $10 million by insurance people. 13 bodies have been identified. More than a dozen persons are still missing or unaccounted for. New turbulence developed in nearby Wisconsin at mid-afternoon. What may have been a funnel ripped the roof off a small school at Shell Lake, Wisconsin. About 100 elementary school students escaped injury as the teacher herded them to shelter. The latest weather bulletin warns of severe thunderstorm activity in northwestern Wisconsin, above a line from Eau Claire to Rhinelander. Earlier today, a tornado forecast was issued in a 120-mile-wide band from the Waterloo, Iowa area into southern Wisconsin in the vicinity of Madison. And no Minnesota territory was or is included, but the only tornado spotted during the day was near Prairie du Chien early in the afternoon. An announcement from Washington late today indicated Vice President Humphrey will fly to the Minneapolis disaster area, accompanied by Senator Mondale. Here is the latest, most up-to-date identity of victims killed during the storm in last night's suburbs. Mrs. Julia Iverson, 84 years old, of Island Park. 65-year-old Clarence Paulson of Mound. 60-year-old Mrs. Clarence Paulson of Mound, 26-year-old Robert E. Clark of Anoka, killed near Moundsview, 79-year-old Mrs. Alma Grindy of Duluth, who was visiting in Spring Lake Park, 56-year-old Raymond Perbix of Norwood, 3 months old Helene Hawley, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Harlan Hawley of suburban Fridley, 67-year-old Walter Achterkirch of Moundsview, 4-year-old Gregory Magsum of Moundsview, 32-year-old Mrs. Lavilla Jean Abraham of Moundsview, 4-year-old Lori Ann Abraham, daughter of Mrs. Abraham of Moundsview, 1-month-old Lisa Abraham, the daughter of the same woman, and 64-year-old Mrs. Annie Demery of Fridley. Those 13 identifications. A late development from Hainville, Alabama. The murder trial of a young member of the Ku Klux Klan ended today at Hainville with a jury deadlocked 10-2 for conviction. The defendant was charged with the Knight Rider slaying of a white civil rights worker. The jury of white men was discharged when it was reported its inability to reach a verdict at the end of a 5-day trial. The hung jury left undecided the fate of 21-year-old Connie Leroy Wilkins, charged in the March 25th shooting of Mrs. Viola Liuzzo of Detroit. The Pentagon has announced that 17,000 men will be drafted into the Army next month. The call-up is the largest since November of 1963. It's explained that the sharp increase in the number of draftees is necessary because of a decline in enlistments. This is attributed to rumors that selective service would be eliminated. We'll take a look at the brand-new weather forecasts in just a moment. Say, when you take your car in for service, wouldn't it be nice to know whether the dealer is a man who believes in quality? Well, here's a fancy new or old way to find out in advance with just one simple question. Ask him for Pennzoil motor oil. And if he's got it, you know. He can be the man who believes in quality, and he knows Pennzoil is quality. The finest pure Pennsylvania oil with its own additive, Z7, built in at no extra cost. Some of the people who know how Pennzoil are made told me that the Z7 additive in Pennzoil is the finest combination of additive and oil that can possibly be put together. So it's wrong, this fella said, to add additives on top of Pennzoil. He didn't say that you should not use additives, but if you're using Pennzoil, don't use additives. It's built into the oil. Chances are you'll find the brand of gasoline that this fella sells. The tires and the batteries and other products and services are tops in quality, too. Wherever you take your car for service, if it be a new car dealer, a garage, or a service station, you try that test question. Ask for Pennzoil, and then you know, because the man who cares enough to carry Pennzoil believes in quality all the way. Dow Jones averages for today. Industrials down 1 point even. Rails down 0.15. Utilities down 0.85. The volume was 5,820,000 shares. Well, to me, after a night like the last one, the brand new weather forecast looked good. There's not a single tornado mentioned, not even a severe thunderstorm expected in Minnesota or the Twin Cities. Here's the Minnesota forecast. Fair to partly cloudy in the northwest, partly cloudy elsewhere through tomorrow, with showers and thunderstorms skipping around the state, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. Temperatures in Minnesota tomorrow between 60 and 80. The new Twin City forecast, partly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow and Sunday. Temperatures about the same. 58, the expected low tonight, 75, the high tomorrow. Wisconsin, however, is still under a severe thunderstorm forecast for the northwestern counties. There are no tornadoes predicted now, but strong, gusty winds and heavy rains are possible for another hour or two this evening in northwestern Wisconsin. Wisconsin temperatures tomorrow, between 78 and 86. That's the latest. Dick Chapman reporting for the Ask For Motor Oil, Pennzoil with Z7. The way to get this pure Pennsylvania oil every time you need oil is to ask for it at new car dealers and garages and the service stations where you like to buy your gasoline. You see, Pennzoil is worth asking for. News again at 5.
Dick Chapman reporting the news, and this is Charlie Voon in the afternoon. Here's a cancellation. Fridley VFW installation of officers has been canceled tonight and been postponed until further notice. Twins playing ball tonight with Chicago. That series at the Met tonight, 7:40, starts the whole thing off with Randy Merriman and all the fans in the stands. We'll have music for you in just a minute. Herb Alpert on the Tijuana Brass, and that's called A Taste of Honey. We were going to play that yesterday, and we never did get time, did we? Just played, I think, a little bit of it, and it's so well done. Very tasty, that honey. Charlie Boone here, and Wide Track Randy's coming along in just a minute or so with some good driving tips for you. 20 minutes before 5 o'clock, and occasional showers and possible thunderstorms all weekend we can expect, and nothing severe yet in the forecast for Minnesota or the Twin Cities. But as far as Wisconsin is concerned, there have been thunderstorm severe ones with hail in all those counties of northwestern Wisconsin, northwest of a line from Eau Claire to Rhinelander in the thunderstorm area, and still are, apparently.
I was literally in the woods hunting when I got word of an emergency business meeting 2,000 miles away. It wasn't in my hometown, and I didn't have that much cash on me.
You did get there in time, though.
Yes, I did, but it's a darn good thing I had my American Express credit card.
How did it help?
I rented a car for the trip to the closest airport, charged that on the American Express card, then charged my plane ticket. I even charged some shirts when I got there.
You never know when an American Express credit card will come in handy. It gives you unquestioned credit at over 120,000 establishments in the U.S. and around the world. And remember, the American Express card and no other credit card gives you emergency check cashing privileges. You can cash a personal check at any American Express office. Credit cards, another worldwide service of American Express, the company for people who travel.
WCCO Radio has had a lot of phone calls inquiring about the Minneapolis Symphony Benefit Ball scheduled for tomorrow night. Yes, the Minneapolis Symphony Benefit Ball will go on as scheduled tomorrow night at Southdale. For tickets and further information, call 335-7210. The Minneapolis Symphony Benefit Ball still on for tomorrow night. And Randy will be on in just a second, and then we'll hear from Sammy Davis. Sammy's done an album as a tribute to the late Nat King Cole, which has some of Nat's great songs, and Sammy does them so well. The Red Cross has just announced a preliminary estimate of the number of homes destroyed or sustaining major or minor damage. This gives you an idea of the tremendous devastation suffered in our CCO land area. Green Isle, Norwood, Young America, 20 farms in rural areas destroyed, 10 farm homes with major damage, 10 farm homes, minor damage. In Cologne, 3 barns destroyed. In Chanhassen, 6 homes destroyed, 10 homes, major damage, 15 homes, minor damage. In Cottagewood, 5 homes were destroyed, 5 homes received major damage. In Sherwood, 15 homes were destroyed, 10 homes received major damage. In Greenwood, 8 homes destroyed, 5 homes, major damage. In Island Park, 17 homes destroyed, 2 businesses destroyed. In Navarre, 16 homes destroyed, 1 resort and many boats destroyed. The business district of Navarre badly damaged. In Tonka Beach, 3 homes destroyed. Browns Bay, 6 homes destroyed. Bowling Alley badly damaged. In Spring Park, 8 homes destroyed. 3 farm homes, 3 miles east were destroyed. On Christmas Lake, 18 homes were destroyed. 32 homes received major damage. At the junction of 100 and Golden Valley Road, 6 homes received major damage. In Fridley, 80 homes destroyed. 80 homes received major damage. 300 homes, minor damage. 200 house trailers destroyed. 85% of the University Avenue business district was damaged. In Spring Lake Park, another badly hit area, 80 homes destroyed. 50 homes major damaged. 100 homes, minor damage. Schools, 80% damaged in Spring Lake Park. Several business places in the lumber yard was destroyed. In Moundsview, 45 homes destroyed, 6 apartment buildings destroyed. In Blaine Village, the Anoka Airport severely damaged, 10 planes completely destroyed, and many, many damaged. And that gives you an idea of the terrible destruction of this storm. Highways 47 and 65, University and Central Avenues, respectively, are closed. These highways are closed between highways 10 and 100. That's highways 47 and 65. University and Central Avenues are closed between highways 10 and 100. Wide Track Randy Merriman standing by with another happy motoring trip to help make your driving safer and more enjoyable.
Hi, we received a lot of mail about handy things to carry in your car. I've got 2 here that I'd never heard about, which sure sound practical to me. But first, I want to tell you all about the exciting things at Hansard's this weekend. First is the premiere opening of Hansard's Hopkins Theater of Cars. You've never seen anything like this. It's the largest selection of late model cars under roof anywhere around. And Hansard desperately needs cars to stock the big theater. Sure, they're selling new cars hot and heavy during the big 1001 sale, but it's not enough. You see, Hansard ordered 1,001 new Pontiacs, and they must sell them in 77 working days. By this weekend, they should have sold 455 cars, but they're way over that, close to 500. Sales are humming along faster than last year's 1,001 sale because folks are finding a real automobile value at Hansard's. 31 people last Saturday took advantage of the special 1,001 sale prices. Figure it out. Hansard always has low prices. Shave off even more during the 1,001 sale, then add the fact that Hansard needs trade-ins for their new theater of cars and will give you absolutely top trade-in dollars. No wonder now is the best time ever to buy at Hansard's Wide Track Town, 14th and Hennepin, 17th and Nicollet. Now about those items for the car. Don Brandt of Pilot Mound, Iowa, tells us to keep a piece of old carpeting about 2 feet by 4 feet in the trunk. If you ever need a push or have to push someone else, just drape it over the bumper and no one's car gets scratched. Here's another. Mrs. F.W. Roseberg of Isle, Minnesota, says to keep a blackboard eraser in the glove compartment to take the dew off the windshield in the morning. Works better than a rag and takes less room. Thanks for the tips. If you have a tip, send it to Happy Motoring, WCCO Radio. And if we use it, I'll send you 1,001 gold bond stamps courtesy of Hansard Pontiac.
Wide Track Randy there, 4:45 Central Standard Time, 73 degrees in our Twin Cities. And the weatherman says occasional showers and possible thunderstorms all weekend long. And cool in the north and warm in the south. And we'll have details in those forecasts and other details on the severe thunderstorm activity in Wisconsin coming up in 9 minutes from the top of the tower.
Mobil is high energy gasoline, and Mobil proves it in public. Mobil proves it in public on the Pikes Peak Hill Climb, where every stock car driver used Mobil Premium in America's most famous test of hill climbing ability. Mobil proves it in public at Indianapolis, where 16 of the last 19 winners used Mobil special racing fuel, made with the same skill and know-how that go into Mobil Premium and Regular.
With a mileage record of 25.65 miles per gallon.
Mobil proves it in public in the Mobil Economy Run, the amazing coast-to-coast mileage competition. Yes, Mobil is high-energy gasoline, specially refined to deliver high energy for hills, for fast pickup and passing, for long mileage. Mobil Premium is high-energy gasoline, and Mobil proves it in public.
Charlie Boone here in the afternoon from WCCO. You know, remember that request we put out on WCCO Radio about an hour ago? The request for temporary housing for the Chester May family in Fridley? Well, it's been filled. 15 offers coming in minutes. The Mays and the telephone company mobile unit, which helped handle the response, say a great good neighbor thank you to all of you. The Mays are all set, so that's good news. And the latest on when you can expect electric power service again in those tornado areas of the Twin Cities. Minnetonka, most service restored this evening, nearly all of it by morning, and by tomorrow at this time, the power company says everyone should have their electricity. Here's an important message for Equitable Life policyholders in the tornado area. If you are in distress as a result of tornadoes, Equitable is offering special emergency services, including extension of grace periods on premium payments. 31 additional days in which to pay life insurance premiums are being granted to Equitable policy owners who, because of the tornadoes, are unable to pay on time. This extension is on policies whose normal grace period expires between May 6th and June 13th. In addition, policy loans are available to those in need of cash to meet emergency needs, and payments of claims to beneficiaries is being speeded. If you'd like complete information on emergency services, call the man from Equitable. He is prepared to assist you in every way possible in this time of need. In Minneapolis, his number is Federal 9-8751. That's Federal 9-8751. In St. Paul, call Capital 4-2391. Capital 4-2391 in St. Paul, the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States. 73 degrees in our Twin Cities, 11 minutes before 5. Here's Sammy.